Blog Talk Radio.
If you brush your cookie cuddle and you didn't, because you care. You're worried. You don't have a cookie cuddle.
Tonight against the Ozark Hillbillies, and because of the boys' game going into overtime, we were a little late getting on the air, and for that I apologize. But hey, well, I'm not robbing my fans. We are still doing 30 minutes. We still got some great stuff to talk about tonight. And, of course, I got my poll question coming to you live from the Cherokee Entertainment Studios, the Cherokee Nation, Cherokee Entertainment Hotline is up and running, 347-326-9073, if there's something you want to talk about, feel free to call on in, and we will talk about it. Got the chat room up and running. Feel free to call on in. I know there's a lot of great people out there that want to call in. Don't hesitate. I don't buy it unless you ask. What can I say? I was kind of worried when I woke up this morning and the first thing I heard about was snow. But that was south of us. So luckily we were able to walk away with a whole lot of nothing. Pretty much all cold. So let's have some fun. Okay, I already apologize. But, you know, I admit I'm not the brightest apple in the cart. I'll be the first to admit that. But you think I would have done my homework just a little bit better and realized that Atlanta knocked Seattle out of the playoffs. Last night, I mentioned that on the show, I mentioned that it was going to be San Francisco and Seattle playing for the NFC Championship. My bad. I'm not a bright man. So it's going to be San Francisco and Atlanta playing for the NFC Championship. Baltimore and New England for the AFC Championship. So that's going to be the second part of my polls tonight. I have two listener polls tonight, and you can answer on Facebook. Just look me up under my personal page, Greg Squirrel, two L's, and it's Gregory Squirrel. Facebook's being funny, so I had to do it that way. And you can answer the polls on my personal, on my Gregory Squirrel page. And so here's my polls for tonight. I love, and everybody knows I love basketball, football, baseball, basketball, you name it. So my first Facebook, or my first poll for tonight is, should there be a shot clock in high school basketball? Nothing drives me nuts more than anything when you're watching high school basketball game and there's a close game and there's like 5 minutes left and the opposing team starts slowing things down. You know, I think there should be a shot clock in high school basketball. So leave me your comments on that. Should there be a shot clock in high school basketball? And we're going to go ahead and hold over the poll from last night since I had the teams totally screwed up. Baltimore versus New England, Frisco versus Atlanta. Who's your picks to make it to the Super Bowl? Opie, my buddy Opie, he had Atlanta picked to win the Super Bowl. I'm going with Baltimore. I know I've never been in I never really liked Atlanta. Frisco, New England, never. Baltimore, because I want Ray Lewis to get one more ring. I like Ray Lewis, and I want him to get one more ring. So you can call in with that guest, 347-326-9073, or you can join us in the chat room. It's up and running, or you can leave a message on my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, or you can try to look up the Greg Squirrel Show Facebook page. I'm not sure if they got that up and running yet, but we'll see. All right, so got that out of the way, so we know what's going on there. I can already tell you right now that the viewership for NASCAR is probably going to go up a little. There's already been a big wreck. Dale Earnhardt Jr., Junebug, as they call him. They were having a drafting practice at Daytona. They got new cars this year. I think the Toyotas were redesigned a little bit, and the Ford Fusions were redesigned just a little bit, and Chevrolet just brought out a whole new car for the upcoming NASCAR season. And old Junebug was doing some bumping and drafting, and he kind of caused a little fender bender. So there's already been one big wreck at Daytona, so we can officially say 2013 NASCAR season is underway. But back to the point at hand, I see the male viewership in NASCAR going up just a little bit because Danica Patrick has announced she is filing for divorce from her husband, Paul Hospenthal. I think that's how you pronounce it. Don't quote me on that. So anyway, I guess that might cause some viewerships to go up. I don't know. I'll never tell. But anyway, that's that. Once again, the phone lines are open. 347-326-9073. Call on in. Let's talk about something. We'll even talk about your dogs having ticks, if that's what you want to talk about. Crazy rumor mill stuff. Tim Tebow has started his off-season training in Arizona. So the crazy rumor mill's already churning that Tim Tebow may end up in Arizona. We'll just have to see on that one. From the ranks of my pro wrestling, Granny Hulkster is not on the show tonight, so don't worry about that. Hulk Hogan's filed a $50 million lawsuit against the Laser Spine Institute for what he calls unnecessary procedure and using an endorsement from Hulk Hogan without his permission. Hulk Hogan had to have some pretty major back surgery. Well, now Hulk Hogan is claiming that the Laser Spine Institute talked him into a procedure that he really didn't need. They made it sound like, oh, so life-threatening, blah, 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 when it really wasn't necessary. So on top top of that, they've been using Hulk Hogan's face and picture and endorsement without Hulk Hogan's permission, and he's filed a $50 million lawsuit against the Laser Spine Institute. So that's that. Want to give some thoughts and prayers going out to Stuart Scott. I've always enjoyed his work on ESPN, and Stuart Scott has announced that he is going to have to undergo cancer treatment again. He was diagnosed with cancer in 2007, and he went through the procedures and everything and overcame it. Well, unfortunately, it sounds like the cancer has come back. So we just want to keep Stuart Scott in our thoughts and prayers. And like I say, I've always enjoyed his work. So let's keep Stuart Scott in your prayers, because I know there's a lot of people that enjoy listening to Stuart Scott on ESPN. Oh, UFC news. Daniel Cormier has signed his first match with UFC. He's going to take on former heavyweight champion Frank Muir, UFC on Fox. That's going to be April 20th. So some of the new blood from the Strikeforce shutdown is starting to make their presence known in UFC, and Daniel Cormier is one of them guys. So be interesting to see what happens there. Once again, the phone lines are open at 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. The phone lines are open. I would love to have somebody call in and talk to me tonight. We were supposed to have Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn. He is fighting in Springfield, Missouri, Saturday night at Uncivil War MMA Presents Bad Vibes. But because of the phone, because of our show getting pushed back 30 minutes, Dean wasn't able to make the call in tonight, so we're going to try to get him on hopefully either tomorrow night or Thursday. So I'm looking forward to talking. I'm hoping to get Eric Stevens, the promoter for Uncivil War MMA. I'm hoping to get him on the show. If I don't get him on this week, we're definitely going to be doing a show live from the Howard Johnson Event Center. That's where Uncivil War MMA will be having their event Saturday night. I'll be there doing the ring announcing. So hopefully we'll be able to talk to Eric Stevens and possibly talk with some of the other fighters that are going to be appearing on that show. Arkansas Razorback fans, George McDonald, who signed on as our wide receivers coach back end of last year, has resigned. Hasn't even played one season, and George McDonald has resigned as Arkansas's wide receivers coach to take the Syracuse offensive coordinator job. So hopefully they'll be able to find another good wide receivers coach and not affect anything. Former Arkansas Razorback quarterback Barry Lunny has signed on at Arkansas to be tight ends coach. So, Barry's very capable. He's had some assistant coaching jobs at some high school since he left Arkansas, so I'm anxious to see what he can bring to the big game and see what happens there. High school basketball, this is the reason Arkansas is running late, or this is the reason the Greg Squirrel Show is running late. Lincoln Wolves girls, they defeated the Ozark Lady Hillbillies, 41-37. Once again, the Lincoln Lady Wolves, 41-37 over the Ozark Lady Hillbillies. And then the Lincoln Wolves boys, 53-52 in overtime over the Ozark Hillbillies. That was an exciting game right there, and it did. It came down to like the last 2.6 seconds. But the Lincoln Wolves did pull it out. Lincoln will be back in action. Junior High will be at Pea Ridge Thursday night. And then Friday night, it's a homecoming for the Lincoln Wolves. And so their festivity is going to start around 5:30 somewhere in that neighborhood. If you, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen Lincoln's new basketball facility, well, actually, their new campus. They got a whole new campus. And if you haven't had a chance to get out there to check out a basketball game, I definitely invite you to come check it out. So that's pretty much everything on the old notepad tonight. So once again, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. We got some people in the chat room. They're listening. And we got some people kind of making some comments on the Facebook once again. Our online polls tonight. Should there be a 20-second, or maybe not, I know it's like a 40-second shot clock, I believe it is in college. Maybe give it a 50-second shot clock in high school. Well, the only way they're going to be, my opinion, and like I say, opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one. My opinion, I kind of find it a detriment, personally, because some of these kids are going to want to go play college ball, and they have the shot clock in college ball. So maybe high school should initiate like a 50-second shot clock. You know, that way it gets these players who aspire of going to play college ball somewhere, you know, start getting them used to the shot clock. So that's my opinion. I think there should be one. What do the fan think? Feel free to comment on my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. You can call in or you can leave a message in the chat room. I have one guest in the chat room, 15348. I don't know if you're still in there, but if you are, say hello. We don't bite unless you ask, and then it's just a gentle nibble. We got some advertising opportunities. If you would like to be a sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show, hey, you know, maybe help keep us on the air, maybe help help us move to an hour time frame eventually down the road once we get everything up and running. You know, we would love to bring you on as a sponsor. Feel free to send me a message on Facebook, and we can talk about it. I'm kind of still in the process of working some prices and putting some prices and stuff together. So that's that, as you know, as far as sponsorship and advertising. Once again, I'm excited. I'm going to be in Springfield, Missouri this Saturday night doing ring announcing for Uncivil War MMA. I believe it's Uncivil War MMA 10. This is their 10th event. It's called Bad Vibes. And they're actually going to be having a tournament or be starting a tournament. They're going to be starting a tournament to crown a new champion, and I'm trying to find the information on it. I had it right here in front of me just a few seconds ago. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, here it is. Let me do some flipping of some pages over here. Let's go the other way. Well, they took the main page down. They had a page that was talking about the big tournament that they're having to crown a new champion. So, once again, Saturday, January 19th at the Howard Johnson Event Center. So, we invite everybody to come out for that. Let me see if I can find this other page talking about this. Talking about this tournament. They had some information posted about it. And now I can't find it. Oh, no. Anyway, we'll get the information. We'll try to pass it on tomorrow night if I don't find it. By the time, before the show goes off the air, we'll pass that information. Ah, here it is. They're calling it the Ozark Ultimate Warriors, featuring 8 local Ozark fighters in the 145-pound weight division. And 145-pound weight division, if I remember correct, is the lightweight division. They got 8 fighters. They're going to have on this show, like I say, the matchups are Caleb Dye versus Demario Johnson, Sean Swisher versus Jeremy Cameron, Chris Reed against Hardy Freely. And then they'll have Wes Blakely versus Sam Smith. So that's going to be exciting. And once again, these fighters are going to be these fighters are going to be crowned the Ozark Ultimate Warrior. Round 1 will be January 19th, round 2 will be March 9th, and then the final will be held on the June 8th event, and I will be doing the ring announcing at all these events, and it's just going to find out, and they're just going to find out who is the best, the Ozark Ultimate Warrior. And so, I'm kind of excited about that, you know, because this is how a champion should be crowned, in my opinion. This is how a champion should be crowned. You know, I don't want to get on the Ronda Rousey thing again, but I honestly feel this is how they should have done. They should have took the top 8. And match them up, and the final one would have been crowned the first UFC, I forget what weight group right offhand Ronda Rousey's a part of. So anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. So we're going to be kicking that off, that tournament, to announce the new champion. Once again, phone lines are open. 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open if you want to call in, talk about something, have some fun. You know, I am anticipating your call. I got a guest in the chat room. But I sent him a message asking who it was, and he won't reply. So all I can do is say, hello, how are you? So that's that. Extreme Fighting Inc., they got some events coming up. If you live in Fort Smith, Arkansas, down in that area, and you want to go see some great action, Extreme Fighting Inc. I'm trying to pull up the information. There it is. Extreme Fighting Inc. Their next event is going to be called Extreme Insanity, March 9th. And that event is going to be, I'm not sure where that event's at. They haven't posted that information yet. but I know it's going to be a good show. Tony and Darlene, they do a good job with that promotion, and I am working very hard to get back in with Tony and Darlene. So, they always put on a good show, and I personally miss working with them. So don't forget that event. February, I will be traveling to Mexico, Missouri, with High Foot Combat Sports. They're going to be having an event up there in High Foot, Missouri, and the event I'm really excited about. I mean, I get excited about all the events because I love being in the atmosphere. I love doing the ring announcing. You know, I take time to study all the different forms of fighting, so that way I can sound halfway educated in what I'm talking about. But a couple of years ago, I had a chance to do some Muay Thai events, strictly Muay Thai, and over in Tulsa. And I really enjoyed going over and being a part of those events, doing the announcing for them. Well, there's a new promoter, Strike King. I forget their full name, but it's called Strike King, STRIKING, and you can find them on Facebook or on the internet. Well, they're a new promotion, and they're going to be having events over in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Their first event's going to be in April, and you can look them up, and that's going to be a fun event. I bet I got a caller on the line, and I bet his name is Eric Stevens.
You're right. It is. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, we hear you just great, Eric. I'm glad you had a chance to call in. I was just talking about the show coming up Saturday night up at Springfield at the Howard Johnson Event Center, and I was telling people about the Ozark Ultimate Fighter.
Ultimate Warrior. Yeah, don't get me sued now. I say Ultimate Fighter. That's the UFC show.
Ultimate Warrior. Ozark Ultimate Warrior. You got eight of the top. I believe it's welterweight.
I've got eight featherweights, 145 pound division. Yeah, that are gonna amateur fighters that are going to be competing. It's not all the top guys. There's some top guys that couldn't participate. Some very talented guys in that weight bracket. But I do want to say there are some other guys in the area that are really good featherweights as well that weren't able to participate in the tournament because this thing lasts from now until May. So I had to have fighters that could commit to four shows because we're going to finish this out with a live finale at the end.
Right, right. How many fights do we have booked all together for that show, Eric?
All together, we're sitting right at 20 right now. It's a big card.
Right, and I've enjoyed working with you because you do put on some good shows up there, and plus you got the TV deal now, where they're filming the shows and then rebroadcasting them on a KO scale up there, and so we definitely encourage the fans to come out, support the fighters. We're starting to run down on time, Eric, but I really would love for you to be able to call back maybe tomorrow night or Thursday night, and we can actually jump into more about the show if you would like to do that.
Sounds good. Send me over a little information on the show. I'll try to get the call in a little bit earlier and maybe let everybody know to tune into it.
All right, well, I'll be glad to, Eric. I got you on my Facebook. I'm going to be there doing the ring announcing for your event, and I'm excited about being up there again. And so, hey, fans, if you go look him up on Facebook, Uncivil War MMA, do you still have the Facebook special going on?
We just changed it. Their VIP is sold out, but we do have a $5 off priority seating. Priority seating is on the side where the fighters walk out, where all the excitement's going on. Those are $5 off, and yes, they can go to uncivilwarmma.com and get those tickets.
All right. Well, Eric, like I say, let's talk about this more maybe Thursday night. I do plan on doing a short 30-minute show from the Howard Johnson Event Center that afternoon. So I look forward to once again being a part of Uncivil War MMA.
Look forward to having you. Thank you.
All right, bud.
I'm out.
All right, fans. Well, that's what it's about, fans. You know, we'll be back on the air tomorrow night at our regular time. So call in, have fun, have a safe Wednesday, and we will see you tomorrow night on the Greg Squirrel Show.